You're good. Okay, we're on Wi-Fi here, so we're not on Wi-Fi. We're on like cellular data. I hope everybody can actually hear me, see me. Anyway, Be'ezus Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning, learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef, and the safety of the Hasu, the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Beis. We left off at Chaf Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom with the seventh question that the Gemara has against Abaye. Good morning to, I can't even tell who's on the Zoom. It looks like Chana Chenach and Shlomo David and Avram Moshe HaKohen, Yitzhak Aryeh, Reuben from Harrisburg, Rav Mordechai. Thank you for joining. I hope this works because you're on my cell phone without any Wi-Fi. It's just cellular data, but hopefully you could actually hear me. Good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov, Dr. Joe, and Avram Chaim. So the seventh raya to seventh kash against Abaye, raya to Rava. Tashma, we're in the very bottom of the page, the bottom, second to the last line, Chafal from Beis. Again, Abaye said Yish Lomidas Lo Have Yish, and Rava said Yish Lomidas Have Yish. So Tashma Haganov Shendatam Yisevin Asan Lazel. Let's say you have a ganov who goes into one guy's house and puts it in somebody else's house. V'chein Gazlan Shendatam Yisevin Asan Lazel. Gazlan that takes it out of one guy's house and puts it into the other guy's house. V'chein Yardin Shendatam Yisevin Asan Lazel. Or a river takes stuff out of what goes over its banks, takes stuff out of one person's backyard, and puts it in the other person's backyard. So in all these cases, mashanata nata, mashanasa nasa. In all these cases, that which is taken, so it's taken, that which is given, it's given. Meaning, the one who gets it actually gets it, because we assume the owner was miyayish. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, a gazlan, viyardain. A gazlan, you do it right in his face, so he knows you took it. The Yarden, if the river overflows, the whole town knows about it. Everyone's going to know about it. However, a ganov, he steals stuff from you. You don't even know that he took it. He did it in hiding, in the middle of the night. Bishlam gazlan v'yarden kachazlu miyayish. You saw him, and you're miyayish. El ganov that stole it without your knowledge, mi kachazim v'yidim miyayish. You didn't see it. You're going to find out about it later. So, doesn't that show Yish Lomidas is Yish? Question against Abaye. Answer the Gemara. Tigmar of Papa Ballistin Mizuyim. No, we're talking about armed robbers who are in hiding. It's called a ganav because they're in hiding, but it's really more like a gazlan because it's an armed robber who comes up in your face with a gun and takes it away from you so you know.
So he's a ganav then.
Oh, so let's see. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi Hainu Gazlan, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So, isn't that the same as Gazlan? Answer the Gemara, you're right. Like we saw before, Trey Gavne Gazlan. There's two types of Gazlan. There's one guy who's not afraid of anybody, he goes up to you in the middle of the day and he goes up to everybody. That's one type of Gazlan. But the list of Mizuyim is a different type of Gazlan. It's calling it a Ganav because he does hide himself from everybody else, but then he ambushes you with a gun, so he's called Lista Mizuyim, so you know who it is, but he does hide himself from other people, therefore he's called a Ganav. Now we're going to ask the second question against Rava. We've had seven questions against Abaye. Now we're going to ask the second question against Rava. Tashma coming here, proof. Shataf Nohar Korov Eitzav Havanav. A person has in his backyard beams and piles of wood, piles of stones, and the river comes and takes them all out of his backyard. Nasim b'soch stei chaveiro, puts him into his friend's backyard. Hare elu shalo, the friend gets to keep him in b'nation the Yahshua Abayla. Says Gemar Taima did the Yahshua Abayla. The only reason is because everybody knew about this and there was yish, hastama. But if nobody knows about it and nobody knows and you don't know, lo. Even if the end, the person is going to be miyayish, if it's something that people don't know about, sounds like yush is not considered to be yush. Yush lomidas is not yush. It's a kasha against Rava, against the Gemara. Hacha b'mayaskinan b'shiyochol lahatzil. No. We're talking about a case where he could have saved it. That's what we're talking about, that if you were not miyayish, it's not to make the diuk that if you didn't know about it, it wouldn't work. No. The diuk is, here you could have saved it, and that's why we assume if you're miyayish, yes, if you're not miyayish, not. Because you could have saved it, says the Gemara. Ihachi, if you could have saved it, this is not my case, if you could have saved it, Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Bible. Imhayu abayam lirad finach reyem, if the owner was running after it to save it, then, obviously he's not miyayish, so chayv lahatzil, if he's running after it, so then the guy has to give it back. Ibichon lahatzil, if you're telling me it's talking about a case where he could have saved it, ma'iriyah miradfin, why does it have to say if he's running after it? Even if he's not running after it, if you tell me it's talking about a case where he could have saved it, obviously he's not miyayish. I feel ain mirad fenami, that even if he wasn't running after it, if he could have saved it, so then he's not miyayish, you should have to give it back. Answers the Gemara, no. Hacha ma'askinan, but yecholon lahatzil ayadeh adachak. This is talking about a case of where it would be very difficult for him to save it, but he could save it. So then it depends. Miradfin, if he's running after it. So obviously, even though it's very, very difficult to save, he got on a boat and went out in the middle of the ocean to try to go get this thing. So, miradfin, lo ayayish. If he's chasing after it, that shows he's not miyayish, and therefore, you can't keep it. But ein miradfin, if he's not running after it, obviously he's given up hope. And then we assume, ayushay miyayish. He's given up hope. Back to a question against Abaye. This is the eighth question against Abaye. Toshma, again, if you're keeping score at home, the first kasha of the day today was against Abaye. The second kasha was against Rava. And now we're going back to ask questions against Abaye again. Now in the end, who's going to have to win this story? Rava's going to have to win. Abaye's going to have to win. So it's weird. We have eight kashas against Abaye, two kashas against Rava, but in the end, Abaye wins, even though there's a lot of questions against him. Toshma. What's a case of where somebody goes into my fields, takes truma for me, without me asking him to do it, and it's good truma? Really? So, Rabbi Brazil and I are good friends. So Rabbi Brazil knows that I want to take truma. He happens to be by my fields. He's up in the mountains, and we own a field. He knows that I own fields up there. He's going up in the mountains for his fields, and he knows I have fields. He figures, do me a favor. Once you're there, you're taking truma for yourself. I'm going to go take truma for Kamenetsky. Hatorim Shlomi Das. Kate said, Hatorim Shlomi Das shows truma. Areisha Yarosol Stei Chaver. Rabbi Brazil goes into Kamenetsky's field. Velikate, he collects my stuff for me. That's the kind of guy he is. Vitaram Shaloberishus. He takes truma, shalom rishus, not with my permission. Im choshesh mishum gezel, if I consider him to be stealing this stuff from me, ain trumas a truma. Vim lav, but if I don't consider it to be gezel, then trumas a truma. His truma is a good truma. Now, how do I know whether or not, how does Rabbi Brazil know, how does anybody know, whether I'm makbid or not? When we naim with your day, im choshesh mishum gezel lav, how is Rabbi Brazil going to know, or how is the world, how is Bezdin, how is anybody going to know whether or not I consider what Rabbi Brazil did by taking my fruit and giving them to Kohanim for Shuma, that's Gezel. Haresha Babalabai Sumitza. Oh, let's say I happen to take a trip up to the mountains also, and I see Rabbi Brazil giving the Shuma to the Kohanim. Vamalo. So I say to Rabbi Brazil, Klach Etzel Yafos. Why don't you just give him all my best stuff? Now the question is, I can mean two things there. Either I can mean, hey, I'm so happy with what you did, you could have even given him better stuff. Or I mean, why don't you just steal my whole field, take all my good stuff and give it away, like you gave two good stuff to him. Oh. So, klach etzel yafos. So now what we do is we have to now go check the field. Is there nicer stuff than this or not? If there is nicer stuff than this, then we say what he mean. What I meant is, hey, I'm so happy that you did it. You could have even given him not my nicer stuff, which I actually really have. So, im nimtzu yavas man, then shuma so shuma, then it's a good shuma. Vim lav, if there is no better stuff, then he's being sarcastic. If there is no better stuff, then he's being sarcastic and he's saying, oh, why don't you just give him my best stuff? Vim lav, ein shuma so shuma. The shuma is not good shuma. Okay. And now there's, or there's another way that we say that it would be good. Lichtu abayla mosifa lehem. If I join Rabbi Brazil and I say, oh, I'm so excited what you're doing here, let me help you out. Benkach benkach chumasa chuma. Whether there is better stuff or not better stuff, by joining in with him and not getting angry with him, I'm showing that I like it. Now says the Gemara, v'chinimtzu yavas man chumasa chuma. Now, if we find nicer stuff, we say it's good chuma, which means even though at the time the Rabbi Brazil was taking the chuma, I had no idea that he was taking it. Well, just say, if I later on agree to it, it's like all along, retroactively, I was okay with him taking it. Amai, be'idna detar ma'loha v'yada. At the time that he was taking chuma, I didn't know about it. So the Gemara says, the fact that I later told him I was good with it, that shows that when he earlier took the chuma, that works. Well, we should say the same thing by Yish, which is, if later on I know after it was taken, after it was lost from me, that this guy found it, and I'm miyayish, so even though at the time that he found it, I wasn't miyayish, we should say the yish works retroactively, just like my das works retroactively over here. Answers the Gemara, no. Tir Gemara, this is not a right. Tir Gemara Rava Aliba Da Baye. This is actually Rava giving an answer for Abaye. So Rava answered for Abaye, Dishavi Shliach. This is talking about a case of where I made you into shliach. It says that he took truma shalom midaito. So that's, Tosus talks about this elsewhere. But it's talking about I made him a shliach. Says the Gemara, hachanami mistavra. It's logical to say that I made Rabbi Brazil into a shliach. If you'll tell me that I did not make him into a shliach, well then how does the truma work ever? Truma doesn't work if you don't make him into shliach. Mi'avi trumas with truma. V'ha atem gam atem amrachmona. The pasuk says, Kein tarimu, parshas shlach, I believe. Kein tarimu gam atem trumas Hashem. Atem gam atem amrachmona. L'rabo shluchachem. It comes to include a shliach. Ma atem l'datchem. Just like when you make put truma, you know what you're doing. Af shluchachem l'datchem. It only works when you appoint somebody as a shliach to do it for you. So therefore, it can't be that the guy went and did it on his own. So, wait a second. I made a shliach, so what's the whole question?
There's about no, whether it's truma. Right, there's no
yish. Oh, Ella, right. So it's got nothing to do with the yish. Ella hacham, that's why it's not a right. Ella hacham ma'askinan, what's the case here? Kigon. The shavi shliach. I made Rabbi Rizil a shliach to take truma. Va'amalei zil trom. And I said, go give truma. Except, I didn't tell you exactly what to give. Below Armalei Chomehani, I didn't say take from this stuff. I have good stuff, I have bad stuff, I have medium stuff. Ustame debalabais, kitar rebener sutar. Now, usually we would assume that the balabais, from the fact that I didn't tell you which stuff to take, so the guy should have taken my average stuff, my mid level stuff. Vazali uvatar miyafos. And he went and gave, and Rabbi Brazil gave truma for my better stuff. Why didn't you take even the better stuff? So if we find better stuff, so that means I would actually tell you truthfully. I'm happy you took my better stuff. I wish you would have even given my best stuff to the kohen. Vimlav ain't trumas truma. But if we don't find better stuff, and I'm saying, you idiot, why did you give from such good stuff? I wanted you only take from my Beinoni stuff. But at any rate, there's no proof from here about Yish Shalomi Das because I made you a shliach. It's got nothing to do with Yish Shalomi Das. Oh, now the Gemara tells a story which is related to this. Ameimar, Marzutra, Ravashi, Iklu, Lubustana, Damari, Bar Isin. Ameimar, Marzutra, and Ravashi went to the orchard of a man by the name of Mari Bar Isin. And he wasn't there. I say Arise Tamri Rimoni. Mari Bar Isik's sharecropper Now, what's a sharecropper? He works the land and he gets a portion of the profits. So he may in the future get some of this fruit, but right now he hasn't gotten it yet. He's working. And he offered them some of the fruit to eat. Dates and pomegranates. The Shadda Kamayu, he placed it in front of them. Amei Mevaravashi Akli, two out of the three rabbis, ate it. Marzucha Loach, Marzucha wouldn't eat it. He said, this sharecropper doesn't own this stuff yet. He doesn't have a right to give it to me. Adahachi, Asim Mar Barisik. Now, the owner, Mar Barisik, showed up as this was going on. Ashkechidu. V'amalei Larisa, he says to the sharecropper, Amailo Asim Rabbanu Mehanach Shephirtim. Why did you serve these rabbis not the good stuff? You should have given them the better stuff. Amrulei, Amei Mar Ravashi Lamar Zutra, Hashta Amailo Achamar. So the two rabbis said to the third rabbi, okay, you see, he's happy with it. Why don't you come join us to eat? If you find better stuff, it's good. There, it's a mitzvah to give truma, and therefore, he's happy the fact that you're giving good stuff for the mitzvah. Maybe Mar Bar Yitzchak only said that because he didn't want the sharecropper to be embarrassed that he gave stuff that I wasn't happy with. So I just said something nice that he shouldn't be embarrassed. But in reality, I'm not happy that he gave it. I didn't want to embarrass him, but I'm not happy that he gave it, and therefore really it's gezel. So again, side point. Okay. Now the Gemara has a third kasha against Rava. We know there's seven liquids that make something able to be mekabel tumah. In order for food to be able to be mekabel tumah, it has to get touched by liquid. One of the seven liquids. One of the seven liquids, Yad Shachat Dam. Yad Shachat Dam, seven liquids. Yud is Yayin, Dam, blood, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Dvash, Mayim. Wine, blood, oil, milk, dew, bee honey, and water. So this is going to be about one of those seven mashkim. Tal, dew. Tashma, odeo atal alein. So let's say you have fruits in your backyard. It's got to be detached from the ground. While they're on the tree, so the fact that it rains on them, that doesn't make them eftul kabel tumah. So we're talking about fruit that you have piled up in your backyard. But it's dry. It was never touched by liquid. Now, the dew comes on. Now, the halach is, it has to be something that you want it to get wet. Odeo atale, and see if the dew is still on it, v'samach, and the owner was happy that the dew was on it, it makes it look moist and fresh. Hareze b'chiyutan. So that does make it efshel kabel tumah. Nigvu, however, let's say you had no idea that the dew was on them, but the dew was on them, and then they got dried off. And then retroactively you say, oh, I was happy that the dew was on it retroactively. Nigvu, afal teaches sama, even though he was happy with it, eino b'chiyutan. It does not count as water being placed on it, so this fruit does not become able to be mekabel tumah, even though retroactively I was happy. If I only found out that the liquid was on it after the liquid was already off of it, we do not say that my retroactive happiness with having it be wet counts.
Doesn't matter if he's happy or not.
That's the halacha. The Gemara is going to explain it in 1 second, Ravelli, but the halacha is that when stuff gets wet, it only becomes mukshel lekabel tumah if I was happy that it got wet, if I wanted it to get wet. If it gets wet and I didn't want it to get wet, then it's not mukshel lekabel tumah. We'll see why in a minute. The Gemara, it's based on the drasha from the pasuk. Time am I? Why do we say it doesn't work? We don't say that my desire goes backwards, goes retroactive. Well, even though when I found out about it, I was happy, but it doesn't go retroactive. So that shows yish shalomi das is not yish. Similar, my yish doesn't go retroactive from the time the guy got it. Answers the Gemara, no. There you have a special pasuk. Shani has in the siv ki yitain. See, Elliot says you have to place the water on it. So we darshin ad sheyite. You have to give it yourself. Says what yachi reishanami. What do you mean? But you didn't put the towel on. You just found out about it after the towel was on. It says well hasam kader of papa. Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked the contradiction. Siv ki yutein. Yutein, without a vav. It's written, you got to place the water on it, Ravelli. Ukrinan ki yutan. We read it as yutan. Okay, it said, be'inan ki yutan, domi dechi yutein. When it goes on by itself, it's got to be as if you put on it. Ma yutein ladas, just like when you place water on it, that shows that you want it. Af ki yutan, nami ladas. So too, if the water gets placed on it by itself, like the dew just settles on it, it's got to be in a scenario that you're in favor of it. If you're not in favor of it, it does not make it Moshe Mekabotum. Fourth question against Rava, and this is going to be the question that actually knocks Rava out of the water, that we don't have a reason to answer for, and we're going to follow Abaye. It says, Gemara Tashma. Damar Rav Yochan Mishmer Mishmer Ben Yod Tzadok. Rav Yochan said, Nehra Shom Ben Yod Tzadok. Minayin Lavei Dishashat Fanor Shing Muteres. How do you know that if there's a lost object, that the river comes and takes something out of my backyard and takes it out into the middle of the river, that whoever finds it in the middle of the river can keep it. Even if it has a siman, he can keep it because it's out in the middle of the ocean. I'm not going there to get it. I'm miyayish, even if it has a siman. Dechsev, v'chein ta'asel l'cham oro. If somebody finds your lost donkey, v'chein ta'asel l'sim l'so. If someone finds your lost garment, it's lost from you. From the extra word, mimenu, mi shavu dehimenu umitsu yitzakaladam. It's only lost from you, but it's somewhere where I could actually find it. That's when you have to give it back. Yatsa sazu, however, if the river takes it out to the middle of the river, if it got washed up down the river, shuavu de mimenu, ve'ena mitsu yitzakaladam. It's also not found by anybody else, so even if it has a simon, we say amiyayish. Now, the isura dumya dehetera says the Gemara, this is a case of where it's mutter for somebody else to take it. The case that it's usher for somebody else to take it has to be similar to the mutter one. Mahetera bein de ispasimin de lespasimin shara, just like this case where it's mutter. Whether it has a simon or it doesn't have a simon, it's mutter, af isura, so to a case of where you're not allowed to keep it, bein de ispa simon, u bein de lespa simon, whether or not it has a simon, and the guy is not going to end up being miyayish, u bein de lespa simon, or it doesn't have a simon, and the guy is going to end up being miyayish, asura, it's usur for you to keep it in either case, because it's yush shalomidas. Whether or not it has a simon, there's got to be a case of whether or not it has a simon, or it doesn't have a simon. Even in the case where it doesn't have a simon, there's got to be a case where it's usher for you to keep it in a case of where it doesn't have a simon. Where is the case of where it doesn't have a simon that it's usher for you to keep it? Must be a case of yesh shalomidas. This case of the ocean, everybody knows and sees it's gone. But there's got to be a case of where you're not allowed to keep it, that whether there is a simon or not a simon, either way, doesn't sound like such a strong kasha, but this is actually the strongest kasha. The Gemara says we have no answer. From here you see there's a case, whether it has a simon or doesn't have a simon, it's going to be usher. Where is the case of where it doesn't have a simon that the guy's not allowed to keep it? What do you mean if it doesn't have a simon? Oh, it must be where he grabbed it before I knew it was even gone. Yesh lo midas. That's a raya. Yish lomi das lo have yish. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Tiyufta de Rabba Tiyufta. This is a raya that yish lomi das lo have yish. It's a kash against Rava. V'helchasa kavasa da abaye v'yal kigam. And the halacha follows abaye by these six cases. Yish yal kigam. Yud ayin lamed kuf gimel mam. Yish lomi das. Eid zomim l'mafreya hu nifsal lechi omin me'elov ba'erivin kiddushin shalonim sulubia yumikadesh one of two sisters, you don't know which one, gilui das beget, you send the get and then with a shliach and then you tell people you don't really want to give the get, and mumar ochel nevelos lahachis, if you have a mumar, an apikoros who's eating nevelos lahachis, does it become pasal le'edus. We paskin mumer ochen ves lahachis. He's pasal le'edus. Like Abaye against Rava. Amalei Ravach read the Rava Ravashi. Have to tell us Rava. Once Rava's knocked out of the water, Hani Tamre the Zika, the case that we had before about the dates that the wind blew. How could we eat them? The owner is not going to be miyayish, because didn't we say before that we know which dates are coming from the date tree? Amalei came into Ikash Shkatzim Vermasim Tkaachliluhu. Once they blow off the tree, the bugs start eating them. Meikar Yushim Miyayish Minayim. Even before they fall off the tree, the owner says, anything falls off the tree, I'm going to be miyayish. Says Gemara, what about Yasmei Delabene Michilin Ramai? What about Yisomim? They, Ketanim, they're under bar mitzvah. They don't have das, so maybe it comes from an eitz of Yisomim, and therefore you can be miyayish. Amalei, Baga, Ba'ar, the Yasmei Loma Chaskina. The majority of the trees do not belong to Yisomim, and therefore you could follow the Rove and assume the Rove belongs to non-Yisomim. The Rishonim point out, usually we hold, like Shmuel says, Ein Holchin B'mo'en Achar HaRov. But here it's a Sfek Sveka. On the one hand, maybe it's not a tree of Yisomim. And maybe there is no tree of Yisomim. Even if there is one, maybe the fruit didn't come from this tree of Yisomim. Other suffix, right? So let's say the Achron. Mukhsuk v'omein mai. What about if you know it's a tree of Yisomim? Karchasa mai. Or what about if there's a fence around it and the animals are not going to get to it? Says, well, you're right. Parmalei, in such a case, asira. You're not allowed to keep the fruit. Now, next case of the Mishnah. Krichos b'rishus harav arei l'shelo. If you have bundles of grain in the rishus harabim, you find bundles of grain, you could keep it. Amar Rava, va'afilu b'davar sheyeshbo simen. Really? Bundles of grain, even if they're tied up in a certain way, so you could give a simen, I know how they're tied up. So even those, I'm allowed to keep. I'm looks over up, a simen ha'osu l'idar is la'av simen. The problem is it's in Rosh Hashanah. People are going to trample over it, and they're going to knock out the ties. So it's a simen that's going to be trampled over, so it's not a good simen. Rava disagrees. Rava amar lo shano elo b'davar she'ein bo simen. Aval davar she'yesh bo simen chayv l'hachriz. No, if it has a simen of the bundle the way it's tied, then you have to be machriz it. Amal k'savar Rava simen asli does have a simen. Even though it's likely that the simen is going to be trampled, it's still a good simen. V'ikad amas lo shmai debam ben avshi. Some learn this discussion by itself, a separate story. Simen asli l'daris. If you have a simen, it's going to be trampled. Likely to be trampled. Rav Amar Lo Havi Simen. It's going to be trampled. Rav Amar Havi Simen. No. Maybe calls him on that it's not trampled. We don't assume. We assume it's a good simen. Says the Gemara, Tanan, Krichas, which is Rav Amar Eilu Shalom, you could keep it. But later on, Birshas HaYachid, that no one's going to trample it, no till the Machir is. So you're not allowed to keep it. Says the Gemara, Hei Chidavim, what's the case? Eat the last Fuhu Simen. If there is no simen on it, it wasn't tied up in a certain way. But it's just hayachid, my machers. How is anyone? If it has no simen, what are you being machers? No one's going to be able to tell you to give you any identifying characteristic. El av de isbu simen must be there is a simen. Uktani yet it says b'shus harabim harei el shelo because it's going to get trampled. Alma simen asim lidaris a simen that's going to get trampled lo havi simen. Tiyufta de Rava, Amalach Rava Lolam de Lesbu Simen. No, we're talking about a case where it does not have a Simen on it. Utaka Amriz, Rishas Hayachid, my Machriz, you asked me in Rishas Hayachid, what are you going to be Machriz? Machriz Makom. No, you could say, I found some wheat, and you're going to have to give me the Simen of where it was. Or you could say, other Rashi says differently. You say, I found something in this place, and the person has to tell you what was the something that he found in the place. Oh, the Rabba Omar, Makom lo havi simen. Rabba says, the place where something's found is not necessarily a simen. Why? Because maybe somebody else passed by this place. Just because you left it in a certain place, he doesn't feel that's a good simen. De Idbar, because we learned this machlokas elsewhere, Makom, Rabba Omar lo havi simen. Rabbi says, if you tell the guy the place that he found something, it's not a good sin. Rabbi Omar, have a sin. Tashma, come on here, proof about this. Krichos, which is the Rabbi of the Shalom. Mishnah Sayachid, no Tilamachas. Baha Alumos, big bundles, bigger bundles. Bamish is Rabbi, Bamish is the Yachid, no Tilamachas. You have to be Machas. Rabbi, Hechi Matar and Slah. Right? How come Rabbi says that by the big ones, you could be Machas because of the Simon? But Rabbi, Hechi Matar and Slah. How's Rabbi going to answer the first half where it says whether the big ones or the small ones, you're Machas? The beginning is Akash against Rava. The end is Akash against Rava. Says the word. Rava b'taz tamei v'ra'a. Rava b'taz tamei b'simen. Rava will say, Tomei Kishma, there was a simen. Rava b'taz tamei b'makom. And Rava's going to say, it's talking about the place. And Gemara explains. Rava b'taz tamei b'simen. Kricho spiritus ha rava marel shalo mishum demidrisa. It's going to get trampled. So you can keep it in Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah, no one's going to trample it. No Tilamachas. So why Tilamidrasa? It's Rosh Hashanah. Nobody's walking there. The Halumos, but the big ones, Babish is Rabbi, Rishas Yachid, no Tilamachas. Why? Kevan de Gvion, since they are very large, Lomidrasa, they're not going to get trampled. And therefore, in either case, they have a simon. The Rav Mataz Tameh, B'Makom. No, we're talking about where we know the exact place that they were found, and he holds Makom as a simon. Krichas b'shus harab b'reil shalo diminashtifa. It's going to get rolled from place to place, so you're not going to know the right Makom, so you're not going to be able to give a simon. But b'shus hayachid chayv lahachris lo minashtifa. It's not going to get rolled from place to place, so therefore the Makom is a good simon. V'halumos, but the large ones bein b'shus ram b'shus hayachid no tol machris. Why? Kevan diyakire, since they're very heavy, lo minashtifa. They're not going to get moved in either place, and therefore the Makom would be a good simon. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Sorry about the technical details. Maybe check the Wi-Fi and see if it's working now. Greenson's going to come back and fix it. Okay. Sorry about the Wi-Fi. Everyone should have a great day. Okay, could you stop it?